welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolummusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. We are thrilled to announce the newest feature artist to join us on Harp Column Music, Elizabeth Hainan. Miss Hainan has just published her 4 or 5 harp arrangement of Handel's Arrival of the Queen of Sheba, available now at harpcolummusic.com for only $25. For today's episode, we speak with harpist Natalie Hoffman, author of the feature interview with harp legend Suzanne MacDonald in the current issue of Harp Column. To begin, I'll have Natalie introduce herself.
My name is Natalie Hoffman. I currently am living in Bloomington, Indiana. I started the harp at the age of 6. I went to a music workshop and they had all these different instruments, but they all had age requirements. So all the instruments were 7 and up, but the harp was the only one that was 6 and up. So that was the only one that I could try, and I loved it and obviously stuck with it. At the age of 10, I began working with Judy Lohman. My parents would drive 8 hours to Toronto. We would have a 2-hour lesson, and then they would drive 8 hours back home, all in the same day. For my undergrad studies, I decided to go to the Royal Conservatory of Music, Glenn Gould School in Toronto, Canada, with Judy Lohman. Now I'm studying my master's at Indiana University. I just completed my first year with Suzanne MacDonald.
For the interview that you did, was it your idea or did Allison come to you?
Allison came to me. I actually received an email. I was not expecting it at all. I was nervous and intimidated, but it was such a great experience. You know, this was my first interview that I had ever done. And Harp Column really helped me to come up with the questions. It gave me some pointers to focus on, such as her teaching career, the USA competition, also just who she is as a person. So we came up with the questions, and then I went to her house and we sat down and we just started the interview. And you know, it just turned into more of a conversation at the end. We forgot that we were recording and we just had a great time. It ended up being 2 hours long and it was just awesome. It's one thing to read the interview, but a totally different thing to sit down with your teacher and just hear her tell the story and see the expression in her face, the sincerity, the happiness, the gratitude. It was just really inspiring. I just loved hearing her stories of how she started the harp and then just how her career took off. And also the story of when she was working at several universities and, you know, was just very exhausted but wasn't being paid very much. And she said, you know, double my salary or I'm leaving. And they all doubled her salary. Like, that was just amazing to me.
So tell me, what is it like to be Suzanne MacDonald's TA?
It's really great. When I came for my audition, I talked to her about my passion of teaching. And she immediately thought of me to take her AI position or associate instructor position. She thought that would be the best way for me to get the most opportunity teaching. So it's been really great. I do 2 1.5-hour orchestra repertoire classes every week, and each of my students have to learn 3 orchestra excerpts. And then at the end of the semester, they have a mock audition in front of Miss MacDonald and myself, and then there's another guest teacher. I do a lot of like her scheduling. I schedule lessons, I schedule the practice rooms. Each student gets 4 hours of practice a day. I schedule their orchestra repertoire that they actually play in orchestra. They're supposed to play 2 pieces per semester. So based on their level and their experience, Ms. MacDonald and I sit down and we figure out what orchestra they should be in and what pieces they should play. And also, I am kind of the student's primary contact, I guess. We have, I would say, around 30 harpists. And if they have any questions or concerns, they tend to come to me first. I try to figure it out myself. And then if I can't handle it, then I will suggest they talk to Ms. McDonald or one of the other teachers.
30?
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. And she has no plan of reducing the size of the studio. You know, she wants to take as many students that want to study with her. And I think for next year, we have roughly about the same. We're usually between 25 and 30 students, including the elective students. It's really great having that amount of students because you learn so much, and we have so many people from different countries, and just the experience of learning about different cultures and also just the different ways in which people play and their interpretations are very different. So it's just really great to be in a large studio like that.
I've never met Suzanne McDonald. What's her energy like?
Oh, she, I mean, just as soon as you meet her, you just feel at home. She's so grateful for everything, and she's so welcoming and understanding. I can't talk enough about how great she is, and she just makes you feel so comfortable and really wants to help every one of her students, or every harpist really, just have the best career and support them as much as possible.
You're listening to Harp Column Podcast number 11. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. Today, we are speaking with harpist Natalie Hoffman. This won't be the last we will all be hearing from Natalie. The 10th USA International Harp Competition is returning to Bloomington, Indiana next month, and we at Harp Column are thrilled that Natalie has agreed to be an on-site correspondent, reporting on the competition through blogs on our website, www.harpcolumn.com. Now, let's hear what we can expect to see in Natalie's upcoming blogs.
I'll just kind of be giving little updates along the way and inside information. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm really excited to meet all of the competing harpists and harpists just coming to watch. It's such a great experience to just be there during the competition and see how it all plays out. It's really exciting.
Is this your first time attending the competition?
No, I did attend the previous competition. I just came for one day of the first stage, one day of the second stage. I was in Ohio during this time, so it's a four-hour drive. It wasn't too bad, but we would come for like a day of each stage, and then we came for the final round, which was really exciting when they announced that Remy Van Kesteren won. It was just to hear all the three finalists just play the concerto. It was really, it's so inspiring.
Is there anything in particular in the competition this year that you're looking forward to seeing?
You know, I think I just love just hearing all the pieces played by all harpists around the world and just hearing the different interpretations and just watching it go down to the final three and then eventually the finalists. It's really fun to see. Also, I'm looking forward to the recitals that are being given. I know that there is going to be a concert that is given for Suzanne McDonald, and I'm really excited for that as well. It's going to be great.
That's it for episode 11. Many thanks to this episode's guest, Natalie Hoffman. Music for today's episode comes from UK harpist Sarah Dean Jones's new album, Wild Harp, reviewed in the current issue of Harp Column by Allison Young. On these recordings, Sarah performs alongside windblown harps, recording on location in the wild, amongst nature. The first clip you heard came from Chopin's piano prelude titled The Aeolian Harp, and the remaining clips are from a lever harp piece by Sarah in the style of Tournier titled By a Woodland Stream. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. Thanks for joining us. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope you have a spectacular week.